Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I love it when my cohabitants email and check in with me. We got Timothy from Las Vegas. He's single. He says, I'm recently divorced. I'm back on the market. You interested? No, I'm not. But thank you, Timothy. It's nice to always be flirted with, especially at my age when no one flirts with me anymore. He says, what bugs are out there? What am I at risk for? Will super gonorrhea get me? Will the condom protect me against everything? I picked this email out. I got this email about 10 days ago. So I most likely, you know, he's already slept with somebody and gotten super gonorrhea. So, you know, Timothy, if you want to check in and tell us, you know, how you're doing. I know there's a lot of bad stuff out there, not just Vegas, everywhere. But I like this because, you know, a lot of you guys are out there. I think more of my patients are single than they are married. And even some of the married patients, unfortunately, are out there as well. So, you know, are you guys really, really prepared? Do you really know what you're supposed to be doing out there? Now, mind you, okay, I haven't been out there in a very long time. I've been married 18 years, dated my husband a year before that. So I have no idea what all the new groovy things are being done, you know, than any changes in the last 19 years. However, you bring up a good question. Is the condom going to protect you against everything? No, the condom won't. I mean, we want you to use a condom. By all means, please, please, Timothy, please use a condom. Okay? I've been a little busy in my clinic. I don't think I can handle any more STDs. So I don't need you, you know, adding to the current STD dilemma that this country has. But no, the condom is not going to be 100%. The condom could rip, it could tear. You guys could try to be frugal and reuse it half a dozen times and then flip it inside out. And then you get a little tear, so you double up on it. And then when you try to double up on it and you tear, take one off. And then, unfortunately, you don't do it as cleanly as you should. You know, there's a way to remove a condom. Have I taught you guys that? It's kind of hard to do on the radio. Let me see. I don't think I could even teach you guys on air. Don't be staring at the radio. I mean, there's going to be no visual. We should do that, though. We should eventually have video radio where you guys are in your car, and rather than watching as you drive down the street, you watch me behind a mic. I know. I would love that. It may help the ratings. Unfortunately, you know, not the most safe. Okay, so, you know, somebody you have sex with has herpes or genital warts. No. No, the condom is not going to protect the skin that touches that area. So what I suggest any of you do is, number one, check yourselves, get yourself checked for STDs. Okay, so what STDs should you check yourself for? All right, no, not with the mirror. You go to the doctor or medical provider. All right, so you should get a gonorrhea, chlamydia check. Men these days do not have to get a swab in their urethra. They could just pee in a cup, and we could check them for gonorrhea and chlamydia. So I know a lot of you guys are like, no, man, I'm not going to, you know, have a Q-tip going, you know, into Cyclops eye. No, you don't have to do that. Just you can pee in a cup. I'd also recommend you guys get a herpes check. For herpes too. I'd recommend you get syphilis. I recommend you get HIV, and I recommend you get a hepatitis. So you're basically checking for five things, even though it's kind of six because gonorrhea and chlamydia. But five tests are supposed to be checked off. Okay. Yeah, there's a, you know, I'm sure we could, you know, also look at for molluscum and all that other stuff. But the big ones we check for guys would be that. For a female, we will also screen for HPV depending on her age. If she's over 30. If she's under 30, a lot of times we'll just reflex an abnormal pap smear. So, can you get HPV even if you're wearing a condom? Can you get HIV? Can you get HSV? Yes, you could get herpes. You could get it even with a condom. The condom is hopefully going to protect the skin that the condom is covering. But if you have any cuts or lesions or open sores, or you guys use other body parts within your sexual escapade, those are at risk. And so what I suggest you do is know your part. And what I really suggest you do is you wait until you get married again. But I know all of you are kind of looking at me like, huh, what, you wait? Yeah. You know, what I would do, Timothy, is you were recently divorced, right? So what I would do is I would reflect on what happened with that first marriage, okay? I'm sure it was all her fault, not yours. I get that, okay? And then what I would suggest you do is go out and meet somebody else nice. And then you do your STD testing. They do their STD testing. Maybe you go to a movie. You know, maybe you actually go out to dinner. Why don't people do that anymore? You know, even 20 years ago, nobody would ever ask me out to dinner where I could, like, order a steak and have a glass of wine. It was, you know, do you want to check out the back seat? I don't understand. You guys are so unromantic. Really? Okay, maybe romance, maybe date, you know. And then when you guys are ready to do the deed, just go and get married first. And then, okay, no, that won't work. All right. I would also suggest that you make sure your partner has their STD testing and you get to take a look. And some of them, for STD testing, they'll just go and get an HIV because you guys are like, well, that's the only one that could kill me. Well, you know, the other ones are pretty serious, too. You know, we just had another patient that picked up herpes from a partner. And, you know, herpes won't kill her, right? You know, yeah, it could be at risk to a fetus, you know, that she gives birth to. But, you know, I understand it's not going to kill her or whatever, but don't you want to know if you have that and if you're going to give that to somebody? Same thing with syphilis. I mean, a case of tertiary syphilis, you don't really see that much anymore, but we saw a case at UCLA when I was training and it was serious. The guy was in the ICU. Especially, he was allergic to penicillin. So we had to give him IV penicillin in the ICU as well as steroids just so we could get him the medicine that he needs to handle tertiary syphilis. That's some nasty stuff, especially, you know, hitting his neurological systems, nervous system. So I would check for all of them, herpes, syphilis, HIV, genital warts. Genital warts, it's very, very difficult. When you have one, you could take one off, and then you could go and get that, evaluated. For females, it's easier to check for HPV. We don't really do a lot of HPV, evaluations for men. Even though there's ways to do it, we don't routinely do that. So again, using a condom is probably the best chance of you not giving somebody something else. But, you know, I mean, try to enjoy the whole dating process before you guys jump into the bed or the back seat of the car or wherever else they're having sex these days. They're having sex on Twitter. I don't really know what type of a platform that is, but I guess that's what they're doing these days. Boy, is that quick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of us, when we gave birth, it was miserable. We got some Demerol, and then we had to wait to get our epidural. Some of us made it in time to get our epidural. Some of us didn't, and we went into labor before the epidural. Some of us just asked our husbands to knock us out completely so we wouldn't feel the pain. Well, a birthing center in Minnesota is now offering laughing gas. And I guess laughing gas, nitrous oxide, is also used in Europe a lot during labor. And, I never had a pregnant woman giggle You know, when she was in labor, it was usually a lot of cussing and screaming and yelling. And what? I want a male doctor. Why do I don't want a girl doctor. Give me a man, a real doctor. I am a real doctor, ma'am, please. We were very, very lucky. Luckily, all the babies made it. I didn't drop any on the floor. I almost did. It was slippery. This baby was coming out, and it was so slippery. I need those gloves that the football players wear so that you could hold on to the ball. Or you deflate the fetus before you catch it. I still want to know what the hell is going on, because the Patriots are supposed to be the ones to put your money on, but there's no way I could put money on the Patriots if they really did cheat. Then I have to back the Seahawks. And even though I love the Seahawks, but I got to figure out where I'm going to go to the sports book once a year. It's this whole big, you know, routine and a big tradition that we do where I bet $20, just $20 on who's going to win the Super Bowl. So I'd really like to know what the hell's going on with that. But back to the babies and slippy babies and laughing gas. The United States is trying to get reacquainted with laughing gas. Now, is nitrous oxide dangerous? Well, some parents want to do that rather than an epidural. They're worried about epidural side effects. They're worried about having, you know, procedures done, needles, you know, because you got a needle poked into you. You know, there is a risk of infection, or there's a risk of you having epidural headaches. There could be a risk that it doesn't work, etc. Demerol could lower the baby's heart rate. Demerol could cause you to be so euphoric that you may not be able to follow the directions that you need to do when the doctor's like, all right, I need you to push, or I need you to move, or I need you to kind of get on all fours to give birth. And some women, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to get them to squat. You have to get them on all fours, etc. And there's a variety of risks that come. What about nitrous oxide? Well, nitrous oxide had been used for close to, I believe, a century at least. We've been using nitrous oxide as a form of anesthetic for a long time. Back in the 1990s, there was a study that kind of looked at if you used nitrous oxide during labor, you didn't really see full-blown effects to the mother and the fetus, but you did notice a decrease in blood flow to the baby. And there was a study that came out saying that the preterm fetuses, if mom was given nitrous oxide, could unfortunately be more susceptible to having a brain bleed, because the nitrous oxide relaxing some of the blood vessels could possibly cause a hyperemia, some more blood in the area, etc. So, you know, we didn't really actively pursue using nitrous oxide in labor then. So what we did is we were like, well, you know what? We're good with the epidural. More women want the epidural, or some women want to do labor naturally. And God bless you guys for doing that. I mean, that is tough. My mom reminds me every day how she gave birth to 4 kids sin epidural. Right. And Sin is in Spanish. So good for her. Yeah, I know. My mom is tough. I know. We younger generation, we youths are all, you know, wussies. I get that. I damn right. I opted for the epidural. But then again, I had real long labors. I was in labor for 3-4 days with the second and about 5 days with the first. So I was exhausted. One of you had asked me about medical marijuana, smoking marijuana while in labor. I don't think that's been tested. All right. And I don't think it would have the anesthetic effects like nitrous oxide laughing gas would. And I doubt it would even be legal. Okay. We may have legalized marijuana, but that doesn't mean you're allowed to expose your children, fetus, etc. However, I would not be surprised if they decide to investigate maternal marijuana and see if that is safer than epidural, Demerol, etc. And so I wouldn't be surprised. It's just something I would not recommend. Now, should the doctor get to take a drag of a doob? That's a whole other situation, because, boy, is it stressful. So for those of you considering giving birth in Minnesota, you know, talk to your doctor about the laughing gas. GCN Network is based out of Minnesota. And so it's based out of Minnesota. And so you always wonder if our, you know, engineers have, have some laughing gas, because, you know, I know my show isn't that funny, but you definitely see them, enjoy something when I'm on air. I'm not sure if they're throwing darts at my picture or what. Damn, you guys aren't on laughing gas over there, are you? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is very, very exciting news. This is probably one of the most exciting pieces, juiciest pieces of medical news that we've seen thus far. They say scientists have been able to delete the HIV virus from human DNA. We heard about this last summer, and we were like, okay, what's going on? I mean, can this really, really work? Well, they could actually snip out just a little snippet of a enzyme. It's called Cas9 that could cut out the virus. So what happens is you get infected with the virus, okay? The HIV conquers the cell. HIV takes over the cell. Then what happens is it tells the cell to propagate its own HIV, okay? How it does it is it inserts its genome, its genetic material, into the victim's cell's DNA. So now you are reproducing cells with the HIV DNA. Pretty scary. So when we were talking about, I think President Obama was talking about precision medicine and the State of the Union. You know, I hope you guys watch the State of the Union. You know, I was looking at the tweets and the Facebooks. And, you know, I understand. I was looking at that woman in an evening gown. There was somebody in a blue, sparkly evening gown, which, by the way, I think was actually smart of her, because if I was at the State of the Union and I wanted everybody to see me on national TV, I would probably want to stand out when everybody's, you know, standing up and clapping. Oh, yay. So maybe I would have worn a tutu or, I don't know, a leopard skin jumpsuit, you know, something to stand out. So there was a woman in a 1970s sparkly outfit. Not sure if she was a congresswoman or not, but I'd vote for her. That was a very, very smart way to dress. But, you know, he was talking about precision medicine. And he had said it really quick. We were like, what, huh? Precision medicine, what, huh, what? And we were expecting him to say he's going to repeal Obamacare. And he's going to, you know, he apologizes for what Obamacare did. But no, that didn't come out. So, apparently, what this precision medicine is something that I've already been talking to you guys about. Where they want to pick what needs to be done for you. So, let's say your name is Bob, okay? And you want to take a cholesterol medication because Jane takes cholesterol medicine and it works. Well, what if in your genes, it really won't prevent you from having a heart attack? You need to do X, Y, and Z, whereas Jane doesn't. You figure out your genetic sequence. We figure out what makes you tick. And there's already a lot of gene tests out there. And then we decide how to fine tune what we need to do for you. The other part of precision medicine is finding what makes something bad and just snip it. So what we want to do is we want to find bad genes and cut those bad genes out. Unfortunately, this could lead to some ethical issues, as we're already talking about designer babies, where some parents are going to be having the choice of picking a child with blue eyes, picking a child that has some sort of talent. I would have never been born. Picking a child who is going to be skinny, athletic, etc. So we get kind of nervous, because once you have parents that are starting to pick, you know, certain traits, etc., now you have a manipulation of our whole evolutionary system, and I get very nervous about that. I think evolution and nature knows what they're doing, although I love to interfere with medicine. You know, if we could try to save a baby's life, I want to. But once we start to manipulate the pre-birth of something, that just makes me a little nervous. So we're going to see more and more of this very, very specific type of treatment of a bad disease or helping a person be able to fight a disease based on what we're able to do to manipulate their genes. Pretty, pretty cool. Very, very exciting. And I'm so glad I get to be a doctor now. If I was a doctor in the past, I don't know what I would do. I don't think I'd be a very good doctor. First, I probably wouldn't make it into medical school because I was a woman. And I doubt I would have made the interview process. Okay, women had to act very differently in the olden days. Okay, they wouldn't be sitting there going, I told you about my medical school interview. I was wearing a silk camisole underneath my jacket, and I had done my nails, and I had messed up my nails. So I took some nail polish remover to clean off the nail, and I found that I had nail polish right on my chest. So I took the nail polish to get rid of the nail polish remover to get rid of the nail polish, and then I had a big, huge hole with my bra showing. So I went to my interview. Yes, I got into medical school, but not because of that. I just had to cover up my boob the whole time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to all you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm reading some of the Las Vegas emails because I feel guilty because I haven't finished all my emails yet and gotten back to all of you. And this one seems a little important, but it also brings up a topic that I think a lot of you guys are dealing with. Brent from Henderson, Las Vegas. I'm sure, unless there's another Henderson in the United States, I'm sure there is. I've been sick for 2 weeks with this cold, and I've been to two doctors who refused to give me an antibiotic. I now have green mucus and a fever, and both doctors I saw charged me full price, only to tell me I have a virus and to take cough syrup. Okay, now he goes on. Did he get his money back? Why aren't doctors giving medications? That's not fair. How do you find out before you go and see the doctor if they'll give you a medicine or not? He feels cheated. You know, this is a very valid email because, you know, if you don't have a doctor, all right, and then you become sick, which is something I would like to tell you to guard against, all right, I think you're in trouble. When you don't have a regular doctor, and then all of a sudden you're sick, so you try to scramble to go somewhere, and it's a doctor that you don't know, it's a doctor where you don't really know what his prescribing patterns are, or his, I don't want to use the word belief, but his, you know, I mean, does he understand about viruses and how you don't have to take an antibiotic, or is he more prone to pushing a medicine, or does he like to stand firm that we should wait 3 weeks until we even think of an antibiotic? You know, it's when you don't have a regular doctor, you're going to run into this where you're meeting somebody new. And, you know, you may not be able to be in sync with what you think your treatment should be. And he does. Mind you, he, she, we're the ones that have gone to medical school or PA school or nurse practitioner school, et cetera. And so, you know, we do carry some experience and some education. But I also think it's extremely important to have a relationship with the patient so that, you know, I've had patients I've been seeing for 15 years. And they, you know, one will rarely come in. Maybe is on an antibiotic once every 2 years. They come in with that look and they're not feeling well. And, you know, they show me that they're sneezing or coughing up or whatever. You know, I know them a little bit more as opposed to somebody I just met off the street. And so, you know, try not to be in that situation, first of all, where you are scrambling around to find a medical provider to see you. All right. Number two. You bring up a good point. You've gone to a couple doctors. I'm assuming if they said full price, you probably don't have insurance. So you're going to the doctor or the medical provider, and you are like, look, I'm sick. I need something. You see them. They go, you know what? It's a virus, which is still very valuable. I mean, it's nice to have a, you know, medical provider look at you and go, look, this is what I think you have. This is what I think you should do. You know, I don't think it's pneumonia. I don't think it's X, Y, and Z. Evaluate you. Make sure it's nothing else. I had a guy walk in with a bronchitis that actually ended up being he was on his way to going into a diabetic ketoacidosis. We found that his sugar was so high, he thought maybe he was sick with bronchitis, but yeah, the cough was mild compared to what was going on with him internally. So that's what you are paying for. You're paying for the time, you're paying for the evaluation, and paying to make sure that it's nothing else. But that has got to be frustrating if you have to pay, I don't know, $100, $150, $200, or whatever the provider charges, and you could have gone to the store and gotten yourself Robitussin by yourself. You know, I understand that. You know, I get upset. I go to a mechanic. You know, I'm thinking I need a whole engine overhaul. I find out it was something stupid, like I, you know, didn't change my oil, and my oil was running low, and I'm like, what? I could have, you know, put some, you know, oil in myself, and I could have saved the money. But again, you're getting a diagnosis. That's what you're paying for. Should you get your money back? No, you're not going to. If you took his time, if he evaluated you, if he looked at you, and maybe it was a virus, maybe he was 100% right. You know, but I do understand why you're ticked. We had a patient years ago, one of my PAs, my physician assistant, saw a little girl, and the little girl, she was like day one being sick. All right. You know, throat wasn't red, sneezing, coughing, viral symptoms. And again, we doctors and medical providers are being yelled at all the time to not overprescribe antibiotics. So she said, look, this is probably viral. All right, just probably viral. Let's do symptomatic measures, fluids, rest, etc. If it doesn't get better, come back or call me or whatever. Well, apparently, mom and dad took little girl into one of the urgent cares on the weekend, got charged an urgent care copay, which was like $75 at the time, for the doctor to take a look and go, you know what, it probably is strep if she's not better, so here's an antibiotic. So they were furious that they came in and had paid $10 to see the PA, and then 3 days later had to go back. But a lot of you guys run into that, where you had to go to the doctor twice, and you guys are livid. I understand why they were mad. But you also have to realize we can't be writing antibiotics willy-nilly either. You're sick for one day We can't be, you know, and it's not acting bacterial. What's the difference between a bacterial infection and a viral infection? A bacterial infection, if you look at bacteria, it decides to grow, and it decides to replicate, and it decides to embed, and it just grows and grows and grows locally, and then, of course, it could spread, but it'll hit that one part. Like a sore throat, strep throat will hit the throat. A pneumonia will hit the lungs. Sometimes you could get some parasympathetic response and some other, maybe you'll get a little runny nose, maybe you'll feel a little achy or whatever. And you could feel achy, of course, with pneumonia and sore throats, etc. But there's one primary body part that gets hit. Viruses are different. Viruses like to hit everything. So when you have a virus, you're going to sneeze, you're going to cough, you're going to have a sore throat, you're going to have a body ache, maybe you'll have some tummy stuff, maybe you'll have some diarrhea, maybe you'll have a rash. So it hits everything. So somebody comes in day one having multiple things going on, and it happened quickly, we're going to think virus. Maybe we'll even think flu. But you come in going, it's my throat, and it's getting worse, and the throat is getting worse, and it's just, you know. Yeah, a virus could do that, but I'd be more inclined to be open to the fact that this is a bacterial thing. So, not that I want you to diagnose yourself by any means, but just, you know, before you spend the money, all right, and in a panic, I want you guys to find a doctor. You're going to have to shop around, and you're going to have to meet them. You're going to have to see that you like them, and then you ask them and go, look, you know, I don't have a lot of money. When I get sick, you know, what's the best way to do this? Because I don't have $150 or $200 or whatever doctors charge now to drop to just be told, no, just take some Robitussin. All right, but remember, it's a little bit more than that, okay? You know, can we get just a little bit more credit for what we're doing? Speaking of viruses, they say viruses may also be playing a significant role in inflammatory bowel disease. Some of you guys have inflammatory bowel disease, which is barbaric. I mean, it is gut-wrenching, literally. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis found that patients with inflammatory bowel disease have a greater variety of viruses in their digestive systems. Now, right now, scientists are really big on looking at the bacterial microbiome, all right, looking at the bacteria families in the gut. And it's very, very exciting to see, okay, do you have to replenish bacteria? What's the bacteria doing? Is the bacteria making her obese? Is it putting him at risk for diabetes? What about metabolic syndrome, etc.? Now they're going to start looking at viruses. And they think that viruses may also have unrecognized roles in obesity and diabetes. Now, this, to me, is a no-duh study or theory, because we were for years talking about how maybe a virus is screwing with your pancreas, and that's why some of you get diabetes. I mean, we blame everybody for being obese. So we go, okay, you're obese, then you have diabetes. But I remember medical school, they're like, what if, you know, the pancreas just poops out because a virus hits it? So that was a theory they had about 20, 30 years ago. And you really didn't hear much about it until now. Or what if the virus is making you obese, that's then making you prone to diabetes? Yeah, we eat a lot of crap. Yeah, we drink a lot of soda pop, and we shouldn't be doing that. But I am so glad that they are looking laterally and investigating this. This is very, very interesting. Because what we are made of, what is in our gut, right? Remember we used to say you are what you eat? Yeah, well, you are what you're infested with, right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
About getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so measles. This has definitely come up. In Las Vegas, we had, I think, one of our first cases of measles in a couple years. And we've been watching what happened with this Disneyland measles outbreak, where thus far 78 people have been affected with measles. 68 are in California, 10 have been reported in 6 other states and Mexico. They say many of those people had not received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. But some of the people who were infected did. So this has brought a lot of questions to the surface as to, if you were vaccinated, why would we have such an outbreak? I mean, it makes sense to see an outbreak in those that, weren't vaccinated, okay? And I could see where you'd be like, all right, you know, maybe 5 people, 10 people, et cetera. But we're looking at 78. Apparently, a couple of the employees, there were 5 Disneyland employees that unfortunately were affected, yet 2 or 3 of them, I believe, were vaccinated. So now they're like, well, okay, what the heck is going on? Is this a new type of measles? Well, we don't necessarily think it's a new type of measles, but you do wonder about bacterial mutation. You know, viruses mutate. Maybe this is a more super type of measles, or maybe we might think that we were vaccinated, but we weren't vaccinated well. We are supposed to get a booster nowadays of the MMR. Nowadays we give it to you when you're between 12 and 15 months of age, and then we do a booster between 4 and 6 years old. But we haven't really done boosters since, I believe, the 90s or maybe the 2000s. I forget when we decided to start doing the booster. So you or I, who may be just a tad bit older, just a little bitty bit, only got one shot. Now, we know a lot of parents refuse to vaccinate completely, but what about those of you that did the vaccine, all right, and you think it was good enough, but you don't know? Very easy. We could do a blood test. We could see if you have titers or antibody titers to the measles. Really easy blood test to do. In fact, they want all employees in Disneyland to do those tests, either to get the vaccine or to get the titers. Now, they say, I believe, if I could double check this number, 1 in every 4 California patients has had to be hospitalized for those that got the measles. I need to double check that, because that's kind of a high number. They don't know who patient zero was. They think it was a resident of another country where measles was widespread, or a Californian who might have traveled abroad and then brought the virus back to the United States. Now, the outbreak, which is very interesting, comes as we've been talking about us being measles-free for 15 years. Now, measles used to kill thousands upon thousands of people prior to the 1960s, which is why they decided to come up with a vaccine. Then they decided to come up with a vaccine that also was connected with the German measles, rubella, as well as mumps. Mumps was a viral illness that caused the big, huge swollen glands, which is a lot of our parents said, yeah, I had the mumps, big, huge swollen glands. It was a really bad virus. You know, we looked like crap. We felt like crap. It was a bad one. And of course, with any of these viruses, there could be long-term sequelae. You could die from nervous system and brain involvement, etc. So we don't mess around. We haven't had measles for years, so we don't think it's a big thing. But this is, and it's a big thing to me, especially if people who were vaccinated unfortunately are coming down with it. Okay, so these are some pretty serious viruses, and the reason why it's even bigger than we're giving it credit to be is we haven't been exposed and really dealing with some of these older type of outbreak and infections. Why do you think the swine flu hit us so badly? Swine flu was around back in the 50s. A lot of people got sick. A lot of people got ill, which is why a lot of older people didn't get swine flu this time around back in 2009, because they were already immune. But as swine flu circulated, and it was around for a while, other people were able to build up an immunity. All of a sudden, here we are in 2009, we get H1N1 circulating, and we're just all down for the count. Well, same thing. Not a lot of our bodies are expecting something like measles. So something like this is hitting us. If you guys are really concerned, if you're immune, go and get a blood test to see if your immune system is up. But just because you have antibody titers doesn't mean you're 100% affected. are 100% protected. Okay? What about parents not vaccinating? News 3 had asked me what my opinion is. Why are so many parents not vaccinating? What's the big concern, especially with the measles? Well, measles, now remember, measles was very, very serious, causing pneumonia, encephalitis, all sorts of brain damage, etc. 1 in 5,000 cases we now can cause death. But a lot of reasons why parents don't vaccinate is because they don't see measles around. They think measles is gone. So they're like, why would I vaccinate, pay for a vaccine, or put my child through another shot, or risk of getting a shot? Now, I'm not saying that's the right way to think. As a board-certified family doctor, I'm like, don't go there. You know, vaccines are safe. It's more important to vaccinate children. All right, I'm for vaccinating. But, you know, parents were concerned that the MMR would cause autism. There were some anecdotal reports that the MMR vaccine gave their child autism, etc. Word spread and people started to freak out. They were also freaked out about the thimerosal preservative that the MMR vaccine was stored in. And thimerosal has been taken out of most shots. I think it's still used for some flu shots, but I don't think the MMR currently has thimerosal in it. But remember, if we don't have one preservative, we're going to have another preservative. Maybe one not as studied as much. So, you know, a lot of hoopla was going around with the thimerosal, so they decided to take that out. I think it was early 2000s. I need to double check on that. So parents have a healthy baby, and they bring their baby in, and the baby's sitting there, and it's all cute, and it's kicking, you know, and nurse lays out the 5 shots that she's going to inject into the little baby thighs. And it's against our animalistic nature as mama bear or mama turtle or mama deer, or, I don't know, mama spider, to let somebody put something into your baby. Even though you and I know it protects you, and even though you and I have seen, you know, millions of babies saved because of vaccines, your animalistic tendency kicks in going, okay, wait a second, I'm going to let them do what? And then you feel guilty. You know, and even moms pro-vaccine, a lot of them go, gosh, you know, am I making the right decision? I mean, it's nerve-wracking, vaccinating the kids. And I think what's nerve-wracking about it, even more than before, is one is we're getting a lot of false information in the news about vaccine risks. And two, it's a lot. It's a lot of vaccines these kids are getting, you know, every 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, a year, etc. So I understand it's intimidating. It's our job as medical providers and in the media to let people know of the risks. You know, where another article came out or a study came out saying these girls are not getting HPV vaccines. They don't want to get the 3 shots, or maybe they get 1 shot and they don't finish. People are becoming more and more anti-vaccine. They're becoming anti-medicine. They're becoming anti-do something to me. Okay, let my body do what it wants to do. And I understand that a natural immunity is there's nothing like it. You know, I am so glad I didn't get chickenpox. Yet, am I at risk for shingles? Yeah, that's what happens when you get natural chickenpox. Now, the chickenpox lives in you, and it can decide to come out. I don't know if we have enough studies looking at if you got the chickenpox vaccine, if you're going to be at risk for shingles. So it'll be very interesting to see the newer generation of kids getting the varicella vaccine as a kid to see if they're going to be prone to shingles later, because it's a very weakened, attenuated type of virus that they're getting. So, you know, everything has risks. But when it comes to vaccines, there's far, 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 far less risks than the damage that these illnesses can do. And so, you know, we'll look at what's happening in Disneyland, et cetera, and we'll watch any other outbreaks. But any concerns you have, you got to sit down with your doctor, talk it over. So, guys, have a great rest of the day. Be well.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.